Republicans in the House are facing a deadline tomorrow over immigration. A number of moderate Republicans say if leadership can't present a bill on DACA by then, they'll force a vote on the issue. Dee Margo is the Republican mayor of El Paso, Texas, on the U.S. border with Mexico. Mayor Margo, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, what do you want to see out of Congress on immigration?
Well, first of all, you've got to deal with the DACA situation. That is critical. I think the problem is that most of them do not understand the border. You know, we're the largest U.S. city on the Mexican border. Mm-hmm. We're a regional population of 2.7 million. We like to say we're three states, Chihuahua, New Mexico, and Texas, two countries, the Mexico and the United States, and one region of 2.7 million people. You cannot tell the difference between El Paso and Juarez as you fly over. Mm-hmm. We're contiguous. We're there. If you can see the river, you can see a difference, but otherwise you can't.
So what do you want them to understand that they don't?
Well, we've been going back and forth. We've got over 400 years of history and culture where families live on both sides of the border. The original home for El Paso was on the south side of the border, of south side of the river. People don't understand that. Even in Texas, there's still a misunderstanding. Mm. Well, commerce is critical. NAFTA is especially critical to us.
Do you think it's going to go away?
I hope not. I'm optimistic that they'll resolve. There may be some tweaking that has to be done regarding settlement issues and things like that. But we have 50,000 jobs in El Paso tied to the Maquila manufacturing operation in Juarez. And then we have 70 of the Fortune 100 companies manufacturing in Juarez, Mexico.
And do you think that the U.S. is getting a good deal out of NAFTA? Because President Trump has been saying that it's not.
Oh, I think it's been a good deal all the way around for Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. Texas has a positive trade surplus with Mexico. It's over $97 billion. So from our standpoint, it's been significant.
I want to ask you about another issue involving immigration that's gotten a lot of attention. The Trump administration announced in May that it would prosecute anyone crossing the border illegally, and any accompanying children would be taken from their parents and put in the custody of the Department of Health and Human Services. Here's the Attorney General Jeff Sessions defending the policy last week in an interview with the conservative radio host Hugh Hewitt.
If people don't want to be separated from their children, they should not bring them with them. You will be prosecuted if you bring, if you come illegally, and if you bring children, you'll still be prosecuted.
Mayor Margo, have you seen any impact so far of this policy?
Not personally, not up front and close. I mean, we need to deal with immigration once and for all. We wouldn't have all these symptomatic problems as we're not dealing with root cause. We've got to deal with that.
And the root cause is what?
We don't have a rational program for immigration. We're trying to limit those coming in. We need more. We need to do something about the 12 million that are here, especially on the DACA side. That's ridiculous not to be able to take care of that. Those are usually productive citizens. In Texas, we provide in-state tuition for Mexican nationals. It's not a gift. It's not a scholarship. They pay tuition, but we allow it to be in-state.
Is it possible that some of these children who are being separated from their families are going to be housed in El Paso?
They've talked about that. They've talked about the detention centers there, I read last week. I haven't been formally contacted by Homeland Security.
If they did contact you, what would you say? How do you feel about that?
As long as they're properly maintained and there's nothing I can do about the fact that they're here and I do have a great deal of mixed feelings related to the separation of the families, but I also understand what they're trying to do and send a message. But we've been so haphazard over the years, and not just this president, but even under the preceding president. The perception was we're open doors. And we do need to – while El Paso is the safest city in the United States, we don't have issues on immigration per se or violence of any type. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to protect our borders.
What's the wall like in El Paso?
We don't really have a wall.
At all?
We have a fence that mm-hmm. was put up during the Bush administration. And its primary design was to stop criminal activity. It didn't have anything to do with immigration. It had to do with criminal activity of theft and car mm-hmm. theft and things like that. And it's been beneficial to stop that. And it seems to work. I really dislike the phraseology, the wall. It reminds me of Berlin. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's conducive to our relationship with Mexico. But, yes, we do need to protect our borders.
I want to ask you one more thing. You're a Republican, and I noticed in an article recently that you haven't endorsed in the Senate race in Texas between Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke.
Oh, I've been staying out of that, but I've supported Beto in the past. So, I mean,
it's who's a Democrat?
Yeah, he's a Democrat. He grew up a block away from my family. My kids carpooled with him. I've known Beto and his family for years. They're great people. But I chose not to publicly get involved in any of the races, whether they be congressional or Senate.
You think a Democrat could win statewide in Texas right now?
I don't know. I think it's going to be tough still. But Beto, I think, is a formidable candidate.
That's El Paso Mayor DeMargo. Thank you so much for joining us.
Sure. Thank you.
And by the way, Mayor Margo says his city pays Customs and Border Patrol $2 million a year to open extra lanes for cars coming into El Paso from Mexico.